This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Viglund. The government program formerly known as food stamps is the subject of some attention this election cycle. Today, nearly 47 million Americans are enrolled in the program. Conservatives say that is too many.
Food stamps versus paychecks.
Today, 47 million people are on food stamps.
We spend all that money, and what do we have to show for it?
But it's much more than a political issue. It is a personal one. Shireen Marisol Meraji has been talking to people about food stamps, and she joins us now in the studio. Hi there.
Hi, Tess.
So you spoke with a lot of folks who receive this federal food assistance. What are they saying about essentially being targeted this election cycle?
Most of the people I spoke with said they feel like the food stamp recipient is the new poster child for a bad economy and for too much government spending rather than, you know, being human beings with financial problems. One of these people that I spoke with, her name is Andrea Waterstreet. She describes herself like this.
I'm a 44-year-old ex-waitress who is disabled.
Hmm.
Andrea comes from a solid middle-class background, but got too sick to work in 2008. She lived off unemployment insurance, and when it ran out, she signed up for food stamps. She said that she was really nervous about talking to the media about her situation.
I'm, you know, out here saying I'm poor, but at the same time, I don't think it's anything that's dishonorable.
I think all this talk about food stamps during the election has made people less willing to be open. It was really hard for me to get people to give me their first and last names and talk on tape about their situation.
I think that's pretty understandable. You know, the program became SNAP back in 2008, kind of in an effort to rebrand it so you wouldn't have this kind of, stamp, I guess, on people who are using it. Has the current administration changed the perception of government food aid because of that name change?
Well, first of all, SNAP stands for something, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Right.
And the federal government created commercials and PSAs to, you know, get the SNAP name for people to sort of recognize it. And let's hear one of those.
Did you know millions of Americans with low income can get help buying food? Introducing SNAP. It helps you eat right when money's tight.
Wait, excuse me. Did you say SNAP?
Yes. SNAP is the new name for the federal food stamp program.
At least they rhyme. Eat right when money's tight.
Right. So, you know, that's sort of the government's way of trying to erase the stigma.
Sure.
But I think there's still mixed feelings about whether it's changed the perception of food stamps. I don't think people who use the program are out there advertising, hey, I'm on food stamps.
Sure.
Look at me.
Well, you also spoke to a conservative economist who says that the stigma is decreasing and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I spoke to an economist. His name is Paul Gregory from the Hoover Institution, which is a conservative think tank. And he said the government is doing all it can to erase the stigma of government dependency. He says all the advertisements and the PSAs are troubling because Americans are starting to look to the government first to meet their basic needs rather than being resourceful and going to local charities and to nonprofits.
So in other words, this notion that if it doesn't make you feel bad about being on food stamps, that you're just going to not try to get off of them.
Yeah. Exactly. And he says that makes us a less productive society, and that's not good for the economy. And then I went to a food bank here in L.A., and I ran into someone, his name is Scott Wilderman, who really echoed that sentiment. He volunteers at his church and was picking up food for his church pantry when we spoke.
Actually, the more people that you give food stamps to, the less people come to the church for food because they're getting it from the government. Food stamps is socialism. We're not a socialist country.
And this is from someone who was actually helping hand out the food.
Exactly.
Well, food stamps certainly aren't the only government safety net program. Why do you think Governor Romney and his running mate, Congressman Ryan, have focused so much attention on this particular program this election?
Because I think everybody knows what food stamps are.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who uses them, what they're for. So if you're trying to make the point that government spends all this money on programs and what do we have to show for it, it's much easier to use food stamps as an example than the other social safety net programs that are out there. For example, like the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit that eats up a much bigger chunk of the government budget than food stamps do.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So,
but they're harder to explain.
Exactly. So it's Medicaid. It's these tax credits, then it's food stamps. But bringing up food stamps is sort of an easy in to the big debate this election, which is what's the role government should play in our lives? Is it a big role or is it a small role?
All right. Great tape there. Thanks so much, Shereen.
You're welcome.